Shus, Rosh Hashiva, Kol HaKadosh. It's very rare that we have the opportunity to lane Parshas Zohar, usually does not combine with Parshas Vayikra. Reminds me of a Gemara in Megillah, but the Gemara in Megillah tells us that Haman realized that his whole plan was a failure and was not going to be successful when he was searching for Mordechai, and Mordechai was giving shiur in Parshas Vayikra. The Gemara tells us that Mordechai was teaching his Talmidim about the Kmitza of Korban HaMincha. Haman hears this, and Haman says, Yavo, Kmitza Didach, V'yidcha, Asaras Alofim Shekel Didi. Haman says, if you're learning Korban Mincha, Parshas Vayikra right now, then I am not going to be successful. What does that mean? What did Haman realize? Specifically at Parshas Vayikra. That means that Amalek is not going to be successful. One of, I think, the most incredible episodes in the Megillah is when Mordechai walks outside of the palace and Esther hears about it, and there's a conversation that begins. Esther's trying to find out what's going on. Why is Mordechai so distraught? And Mordechai tells them, "Vayagilo Mordechai is kol asher karo is parshas hakesef asher amar Haman lishkol al ginzei amelech by Yehudim la'abda." Mordechai was telling about the gzeira that Haman decreed against the Jews, but for some reason Mordechai found it necessary to tell Esther in the small conversation that they had that there was a parshas hakesef. That Haman, through that kinyan, through buying with the Asara, Alofim Kikar Kesef, he was able to buy and be able to ultimately decree against the Jews. But the Iker is what? Lahashmin Ula'abed. That's what he should have told her over right there. That's what she has to communicate right now. There's a decree against the Jews. What does it matter? The Parshas HaKesef. And then there's a back and forth. Mordechai is trying to encourage Esther to take action. And she's very apprehensive. She doesn't want to. Finally, Mordechai says something that to me sounds very harsh. Mordechai says, Ki imacharesh tacharishu ba'es azos revach va'atzol liyam la'yehudim, after Esther is saying, everyone knows, all the Jewish people even know, everyone knows, that if you're not called for 30 days to the Melech, you can't show up to the Beis HaMalchus. Says Mordechai, if you're not going to go, if you're going to remain quiet, Atu Beis Avich Tovedu, Umi Oideya Im Le'ez Kazos Igat LaMalchus. So Mordechai continues to encourage her that she must go, she must plead to the Melech, she must go in even if she wasn't called. But Mordechai says something very harsh. And it always bothered me, this pasuk. Mordechai says, At ubeis avich toved. Gemara tells us that Esther, ein la avay. Esther did not have parents. Gemara tells us that she didn't even meet her parents, Rashi tells us. Rashi tells us that when her Av died and when her Aim, she never met her parents. It's very harsh. Even if you're trying to encourage an orphan to speak about Atu Beis Avich Toved,
to say, look at what you're going to do to your parents. She never met her parents. Why does Mordechai have to stick that in? Vos, I'd like to share a quick story. This happened to me Friday, Thursday night, Rosh Chodesh Adar. And I was leaving yeshiva, and I picked up my car from the parking lot, and I took it home as normal. When I drove home and I parked in my driveway, I saw that the rear taillight, the left taillight, was hanging out on a wire out of the cavity of the car. And I couldn't believe this. And I went to go look at it, and it was all crashed. It was all cracked. And I said, it's impossible that I didn't notice this on the way home, that someone rear-ended, that someone hit me from behind, and this could have happened on the way home. Elamai, I realized, probably happened in the parking lot, which is a musr. If you don't accept any of this, it's just a musr that you should always check your car before you take it out of the parking lot. That's at least you should come out with it. But I was off the premises already. And if you don't point it out when you take out the car, so it's now my word against their word. And the person that brought me the car he was able to put it into the socket, at least temporarily, that I shouldn't notice it. And therefore, I drove the car home, and then through the ride home, it fell out of the, and it was hanging by the wire. But I realized, I knew that this happened. But I said, it's a brach levatola to even try to complain. How am I gonna convince them? So on Friday, you know, I was very distraught. I was very bothered. It's a lot of money. I decided, you know what? I'm going to go back to yeshiva. I'm going to check maybe on the wall, on the paint, maybe there's something, some raya, something that I can convince them. But as I was approaching, I was on the phone with my brother. I told him, you know, I'm trying, but it's going to be a brach levatola. There's no way. It's not going to help. I got into the parking lot. I walked over to the pillar where I remember the car was parked before it was brought to me. And I look at the pillar to check if there's any paint, anything. Nothing there. As I was turning around to go home, I noticed on the floor a small little crumb, a little piece of plastic that was red. And the guy in the parking lot was standing right there. And I said, do you know what that is? I said, that's part of my taillight. And he was masking. And I knew exactly what Chazal mean, ain on the meis ponov b'fnei balchov. Rabosai, he knew, and they were masking, and it was Baruch Hashem. And at that point, I remember a vart that I heard, I think from my wife. My wife told me this vart years ago. That Purim, it's a vart from the Sod Yesharim, from Gershon Henech. That Purim comes from the word Perurim. There's a Yeshua that comes out of the crumbs, of the little pieces of plastic. And ultimately, it got them to be Moida, and I'm not paying a dime. I couldn't believe it. Mamish, I had no, not a hava mina shava hava mina, that it would come out. Mamish made my Oinig Shabbos. I was so happy. But Rabosai, what does that mean, the Peru? What does it mean, what Rav Gershon Henoch said, that Purim comes from the crumbs, comes from the Peru? We lay in this Haftarah that Shaul lost his Malchus. Shaul lost his Malchus because he left the grandfather of Haman, Agag. And he didn't achieve the full Ratzon Abayir and took it to achieve his job completely. But Shmuel says, how's this possible? Shmuel says to Shaul,
Vayomer Shmuel, Haloim Kotonata Be'enecho, Rosh Shifte Yisrael Ata, V'moshchacha Hashem L'melech Al Yisrael. You are Malchus. You are a Melech. You can't be concerned about what the perception is. You can't think of yourself as a Katon. This was a mistake that existed already back in Shmuel Aleph Perek Tes. When Shmuel introduces the Malchus to Shaul, Shaul answers, Vayan Shaul Vayomer Halo Ben Yamini Anoichi, Miktane Shifte Yisrael, I'm from the smallest Shvatim, Umishpachti Atziiro Mikola Mishpachu Shifte Ben Yomin, Vilama Dibarta Elai Kadover Azeh. Shaul responds originally, but it turns out that was not just some anivus. Shaul taka held that he was a katon, that it was insignificant, that it was a klanikite, it's not important, it's just one guy. What's the difference? Shmuel says, no! That's Amalek right there. Amalek is focused on, you ever hear people say, in the big picture, is it going to make a difference? In the grand scheme, does it really have an afkamina? It's just one Seder. It's just one time on the computer. Just going to pull my phone out once. No, that's Amalek. That's Amalek, that Amalek has the ability to say that it's just crumbs. It's garnish. It's a klanikite. That's not the big picture. That's not the big portfolio. The grand scheme. Haman says to Achashverosh, sell Am Yisrael to me. Ain't no shavah. There's no shavius to them. Look what they're involved with. They're involved with the crumbs. They're focused on every little detail. Hine am the fuzer and mafurid, they're like crumbs sprinkled everywhere, the peirurim. Every Seder, every morning. What? How's that going to make money? How's that going to make a difference? And that's why Haman was able to achieve what he achieved. But Shaul says to Shmuel, Katonat, that's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit looks at every decision in our life as a melech. As Malchus, as this is the most important decision. This is a decision that has to be discussed in the Oval Office. Will I miss a Seder? How will I speak on the way to class? What will I do when that I'm confronted with that challenge in class? Every decision is a decision of Malchus. That's what Mordechai tells Esther. You realize why you're here. Don't say that I can only go only once. My resume allows me to go in and I'm really Malchus Dick. After 30 days, I can't just walk in. No. If so, Atu Beisavich Tovedu, then you know what? Then you're repeating the same mistake as your grandfather, Shaul HaMelech. You're giving in to Haman. Someone who said, there's no shavius to a yid. Look at the life that they live. It's pizurim and perudim and perurim. It's garnished. It's kleinakite. It's nothing. Mordechai said, now. Mi oidas mi gad la malchus ka es azos now. Every second now is malchus. You are malchus. Go right in. Fix the Avera that your grandfather made a mistake and allowed Haman to exist. To look at the big picture. To look at the profit. To look at how much money you make. That's what matters. No. Every situation in our lives is malchustic. And you go in there. And that's why Mordechai mentioned the beginning about the kesef. Because it all stemmed from Haman saying that I could buy them with a dollar I can buy. So there's no shavius to a yid.
They're perur. They're mefuzer and mefurat. And the way we fix that is Esther recognizing that she's malchus. Next perek, when Esther chaps the message from Mordechai, Pasuk says, Vatilbash Esther, not big day malchus, Vatilbash Esther malchus. Esther realized what Mordechai was telling her. Esther realized the tikkun that she had to make and what Yiddishkeit truly is and how Yiddishkeit can change and overcome the influence of Amalek, of the big picture, of the Asaras Halafim Shekel. That's Parshas Vayikra. Mordechai was giving a specific shir to his Talmid. Korban Mincha. Torah says when it comes to Korban Mincha, Korban of an Oni, Dafke that Korban, Nefesh Ki Sakrif, person is ready to give in the peanuts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a strong desire for such Mesiris Nefesh. Person who realizes that every single aspect, every single decision of my life is Malchus. You can have a religion that could focus on Korban Mincha and Nefesh Kisakriv. Rabbi Sadech Sam Sofer writes, this is the cheapest Korban that exists because he gets it from the Leket Shikhu Peya. He didn't even earn it. He got it from the Pushka. And he gives it to the Rabbeinu Shalom. What difference does that make to the Rabbeinu Shalom? It makes a difference of Malchus. And it makes a difference in my life, and that's what Yiddishkeit is all about. Haman realizes if this is what Klal Yisrael is Isaac in, this is going to uproot my 10,000 shkolim, my big mansion, my big picture, and it's just not true. Every crumb is halik. Every crumb, every decision, every dimension of Yiddishkeit, of their life, is so important. That's what Haman realized. That's what we have to realize in this Parsha Zohar. That's what the Akira of Amalek is. Svarim speak about Mechias Amalek, that it's even Shayach in our door when we're not fighting outside. But we have to eradicate their mentality. But the Kasha is, Rabbi Yisrael, the Rambam tells us if you want to say that there's Mechias Amalek, so you have to do things in order. So the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin and the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Melachim, before you're Moicha Amalek, you have to be Mamid Amelech. So where's the Melech? Where's the Malchus? That's exactly what Mordechai said. We all have to realize that we are Malchus. And every decision in our life, our Malchus. We might have different decisions to make, and everyone is in different, confronts different challenges, but the common denominator is, the Yesoid HaDover is, that each decision has to be treated as Malchus, as a decision in the Oval Office, as a decision that is part of a process that could affect everything, and it's not a Kleinigkeit. The crumbs matter. Every detail matters. Every detail of a Rashi, of a Va'afal Gav in a Tosfos, what was his implied kasha. Every detail of whether or not I'm going to come on time to Seder or not. Whether or not I'm going to take notes on a computer or not. Every detail matters, and everyone has different terutzim for their details and for their inyoni malchus. But the Yesod HaDover is to treat it like Malchus. Every conversation, every discussion in the dormitory, every decision on where I'm going to be for Shabbos, where I'm not going to be for Shabbos. Ritzifus. What am I doing this summer? What atmosphere am I going to be in? It's all Malchus. The Perurim matter. They all are part of Malchus. And don't make that mistake of him cotonat. The boy said,
One of the Talmidim asked me this past Thursday to learn a Sefer with him. Parsha Zohar. The Yismach Yisrael. And I noticed that he said something that really affected me. He said that Amalek, Chazal tell us, Amalek attacks Am Yisrael with Keren. And the Oisios of Keren. And it's true also with what Chazal tell us, that Amalek attacks us with Krius, with Kar. The Oisios of Keren and the Oisios of Kar are the Oisios of Rik. When a person feels it's Kleinigkeit, it's not important, it doesn't make a major impact, it's a nothing. That's what Amalek tries to achieve. That's what Hutzah Zera Levatola is all about. It's thinking that I'm not part of something big. I'm not Malchus Dick. Because I'm just a rake, I'm a Kli rake. It doesn't matter. That's Amalek. That's where Amalek tries to get you. And the answer to Amalek, to be Moiche Amalek, is to be Mamid Amalek and then eradicate Amalek. Is to get this Koton Atom. Is to get the Kli Reikon out of here. To be Shoiver the Kli Reikon. And to realize every dimension of my life is Malchus. And I'm going to be Mamid Amalek and to be Moiche, the Zecher of Amalek. We just gave the Shkolm, Rabbi Yisrael. Noam Elimelech writes by the Shkolm, Hadal lo yamit. You know what that means, says the Noam Elimelech? Don't think of yourself as a Kli Reik. Don't think that your mice is just Dalistic a mice in Peru that can't make a difference. Your mice and your crumbs, every single day, every single decision, at every single point in your life could affect the taillight. Could affect the maskona, the end of the story. Mitz Hashem, we should all come out of here with the message of Mordechai, with the message of Malchus, to be Mamid, a Melech and Am Yisrael. The Mitz Hashem, a Molech, will no longer be successful. And that, we will recognize ourselves, what Haman himself recognized, of the Parshas Vayikra, the Nefesh Kisakrif, that is what will Mirtz Hashem eradicate Amalek.